Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. On the 1-2 count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII, Halcyon House, you are not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News. On today's program, you'll hear from the 2022 Washington Homecoming Queen, Grace Voss, and King, Kevin Flannery, with KCII News Director Jerry Edwards during KCII's live coverage of Thursday's coronation ceremony at the Washington High School Auditorium.
Jerry Edwards here at Washington Homecoming King and Queen Coronation. I'm standing with the new King and Queen, Kevin Flannery, and Grace Voss. Kevin, what was your initial reaction to being announced Homecoming King?
It was a big surprise. It was kind of weird because Luke stuttered when he said my name, and so I heard it in my head, and then he stuttered it, and I was like, oh, he didn't say that. And then he said it again, and I was like, oh, okay, so I guess it is me. And just, like, the shock of walking in front of all these people, it was really cool. It was a cool experience.
Were you concerned that perhaps it was going to be one of those mispronunciations that he said your name and said he was going to say somebody else?
Not completely, but it has happened in the past. But it would have been funny, in my opinion, if that would have happened.
Grace, same question to Kevin. What was your reaction like when you finally got announced as the homecoming queen for this year?
I mean, my brain still feels all fuzzy, but I think I was just like, there weren't many thoughts going through my brain. It's just kind of surreal. Really exciting. It's such an honor.
To get to this moment right now, it all took a start from somewhere. When did you guys first get nominated? What was the process like of getting that nomination? And it can be a big deal to step out in front of people and to kind of put yourself up to the judgment of your own peers.
It was strange for me because I was just sitting at my house and the list came out and a friend sent it to me and I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm on homecoming court. And I really didn't feel it until this week. We started going out into the community and talking to people, and then I had to step in front of the entire school, which probably was the scariest thing out of all of this.
I agree. It didn't really set in until this week. It's quite an honor to be able to be nominated and then win King and Queen, which is really cool. But yeah, court's been so much fun, and I'm so glad that we're able to be a part of this.
You obviously have friends on the court. What was it like to share that experience with them?
I really enjoyed it. Some of these friends I haven't had classes with in a while, and so it was fun to just sit in a car with them and talk, or sit in the back room before this, and it's just been a really fun experience just to get closer to them again. A highlight of my high school right now.
Yeah, definitely. The court's amazing. Every one of them, all of us deserve to be King and Queen. If anybody would have gotten it, I would have been completely okay. They all are just so kind, and it's so good to get to know each one of them. It's been really fun.
So let's give our audience an opportunity to learn a little bit about the people behind the crown and the tiara. Kevin, what type of activities are you involved with here at Washington High School?
I'm involved in band, cross country, track, swim team, drama, and NHS.
I run cross country and track. I'm involved in NHS, Joy Club, SBA. I'm on Student Congress. I started an Earth Club here at the school. There's some other activities, but those are the main ones that I'm involved in.
You're stepping up on stage, and sometimes weird things about this is that you were already partnered up walking together. What was, like, the pre-feeling of walking out on stage like?
Mainly nerves. I had a fear I was going to trip on her dress. It was very enjoyable to hear my partner's name called after mine.
Kevin could even tell that I was shaking once we were walking up on stage. It's just a little nerve-wracking. It's always something that you remember the previous court and the previous king and queen, so it's something that will definitely be remembered by, which is really cool. Just a lot of thoughts going through my head. Very exciting to be able to be picked.
So, obviously, your parents had to know that you were involved. What was their reaction like to not only to being announced that you were on the court, and did they think you had a chance to win?
They were very supportive and very excited when I was chosen. They seemed very happy, especially since our family is hosting a foreign exchange student. She's very excited for me, I can tell, and her face lit up like her face I could see. It's just a very exciting experience.
Both of my parents are very supportive. My sister won queen in 2019. I guess they thought this was really awesome that I was also nominated to be on court. I don't think they expected there to be another royalty, but very exciting, and I think they're all really excited for me.
People that voted for you, the people that supported you, what would you like to say to them?
I would like to name one person in particular, Rita Dew. She told me last year, fun fact, that she was going to be my campaign manager when I was on court. And I kind of was like, well, you can't say that now. But the second it was out, she texted me saying, hey, can I get flyers up? And I said, sure. And within a day, she had flyers up all over the school. This week, she posted a drawing that she did that is really, really well done. So I want to thank her and just thanking everybody at the high school who thought I deserved to be king.
Yeah, Rita also came up with my slogan. So she's very supportive of both of us, and I think she's probably really excited. I'd like to say I'm pretty involved. I just am thankful that everybody seems to like me, I guess, and voted me on. I'm very honored.
That was 2022 Washington Homecoming Queen Grace Voss and King Kevin Flannery joining KCII News Director Jerry Edwards on KCII's live coverage of Thursday's coronation from the Washington High School Auditorium for today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulan with KCII News.